Agreed. Now we got a guy that's who's convinced he's doing the right thing, and he has no choice but somebody's got to step up to the plate and hit the ball sooner or later, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, and you could see this coming from a long way out, but I appreciate the call, Red Top. Got to run.
Thank you.
Take care, Red Top.
More News and Views. Second hour of News and Views begins after this quick top of the hour break. 272-9228, if you want to get in like Red Top, would love your reaction to this strike and a bit of reaction to what I'm saying here. I understand the need to take out this General Soleimani. I understand the threat Iran poses, but I also understand that Congress has been completely made useless on questions of war. They've been neutered. And hell, they did half the job themselves.
Right.
And you never want to actually, you know, self-administer castration. Anyway, 272-9228. More news with you after that.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The U.S. insists the killing of an Iranian general was necessary due to an imminent threat.
We made very clear that these responses would be swift and decisive. We've now demonstrated that. I hope that the Iranian leadership will see that. They'll see American resolve.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox and Friends. Some critics say the escalation undermines our national security and that President Trump committed
this act of war without congressional authorization.
That's presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard on Fox. The State Department out with this warning.
We urge U.S. citizens to depart Iraq immediately due to Iranian-backed militia attacks at the U.S. Embassy compound. All consular operations are suspended.
Fox's Rich Edson. And a court appearance today for the suspect accused in the machete attack in a New York City suburb during a Hanukkah celebration. He's facing 5 counts of attempted murder and burglary, as well as federal hate crimes charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast continues. Periods of rain will be around from time to time today and really tonight, too. I think the rain will taper off late tonight as it turns colder. The high temperature today will hover between 65 and 70. We were actually warmer in the middle of the night. Tonight, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow could be a leftover shower early, but I think it's going to be a windy, colder day. High temperature in the low 50s on Saturday, but it'll seem colder with the winds. Then mostly clear and cold Saturday night, down to 31 by dawn Sunday. Sunday is a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Good to be here.
This hour of the program, folks, brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. 272-9228, if you'd like to get in on the program. I mean, no matter where you really come down on this, this should make you reflect generally on the last, say, 20 years of foreign policy. This is, really goes all the way back to that revolution in 79.
Yeah.
And this is a interesting threat. I don't think the Iranians are going to get the message, which they should. Eddie and I were kind of talking about this off air, you know, when a much stronger person puts you down and throws a punch and knocks you on the ground, most sensible people are going to go, all right, I've had enough. Especially when you know you're outmatched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Iranians think that
That's
way.
That's what I worry about.
So we shall see. 272-9228. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome to the program.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning.
You know what? I couldn't have envisioned a move like Trump made. Is, you know, I probably myself and most of the people are thinking about what he would do at the area of the embassy.
Right.
But he went after the head of the snake, and according to supposedly people in the know, this general was behind all the rioting and all the embassy attack, and I thought it was just amazing that Trump had such halted response. Some people might have shot them with the Marines, but he had a much more intelligent idea that probably very few people had considered, that he went after the head of the snake. And I mean, it's just like anything else. People just, they can't comprehend a guy that thinks like him. He's amazing. He really is amazing.
Well, and it really does express strength and, like, don't mess with me. And, you know, when he tweeted 2 days ago, they're going to be held responsible, that's not a warning, that is a threat, I kind of squinted and went, huh, wonder what he means. Maybe he means oil refineries, I don't know. I did not expect this, to your point, Bob.
I don't think anybody did, including the Iranians.
Right.
You know, this morning, Rivera was on with Fox, and he was all upset and carrying on and talking about Bush lied about there being weapons of mass destruction, so on and so forth.
No, Geraldo?
Yeah, Geraldo. But, you know, it's interesting. I never heard anybody put this together, but I read an article that Bush loved his father. And when those people threatened to kill his father, the president at the time, it said he was very protective of his father. And he may have been so protective that he could have come up with this idea that, hey, I'm going to retaliate against them because of the threat to my father. Because no one that I've ever heard could report that they really did have those weapons of mass destruction there. So
no, not a reconstituted program.
Yeah. It's an interesting theory that he loved his daddy that much that that was his way to retaliate.
Carried a big stick and wasn't afraid to use it.
Hey, y'all are a great organization, and continue your work, and have a great day.
You too, Bob. Appreciate it, Bob. And in the middle of all this, folks, the impeachment stalemate continues. Presidential politics continue. Of course, the Democrats are running against this action. They think it's too escalatory. And there may be a point there. However, I feel like a lot of these same Democrats, this is the problem with our politics these days. I don't think people are operating in good faith. I think if Trump had done something shy of this, well, they're already saying it, that this latest thing that happened the last few days at the embassy was Trump's Benghazi. And this is where it's just so infuriating.
No, they're trying to pin something on him. They're trying to pin a scandal on him. And it kills me because every single thing the man does, they're trying to pin a scandal on him.
Right.
Just let him do his job.
272-9228, if y'all want to get in, 272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center.
Very good paint.
Like, they're on Atlanta Highway at 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road runs into Atlanta Highway. If you just kept going straight through Atlanta, you'd run right into Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center, home of the originally approved historical colors. You don't want to feel the wrath of the Historical Commission, especially if you're in Old Cloverdale. They have paint for any job, new construction or renovating a current home. They are very familiar with the top painters all throughout the river region. Know the contractors, know the homeowners, and they built up great relationships by really proving their expertise through years of great high-quality service. So whether you're looking for paint, interior, exterior, or stain supplies, New Look Decorating Center has you covered, is your local choice. Not only find inspiration, but help make that inspiration a reality. Brian Carr and Brett Lanham really do have the expertise and the expert eyes, because often people aren't going to completely repaint their whole, say, interior of their home.
Right.
So what they can help you with their expertise is, like, say you want to redo the dining room in the kitchen, but not the living room. Okay, how do we make the new dining room and kitchen match up with the old paint that you're going to keep in the living room? These sorts of things.
Yeah.
They're very good at keeping that continuity. And a great part about going local with New Look Decorating is they keep your information on file. So
that's
it really
great,
is a working dude. Relationship going forward.
So if I come back in a year from now and I said, hey, you remember that dining room that I painted a year ago? What was that color?
Right.
They can pull it up?
Exactly.
Man, that's awesome.
Exactly. Check them out today. Their number, 271-0007, 271-0007. Again, their address is 6237 Atlanta Highway. That's the best way to go and see what they have to offer. Go to the showroom. Meet Brett Lanham, meet Brian Carr, meet the whole team over at New Look Decorating Center. You can also check them out online, newlookdecoratingcenter.com, newlookdecoratingcenter.com. Thank you to New Look Decorating for being a great sponsor here of the program of News and Views from 9 to noon. Yeah, it's just, it's actions like this that remind you of the power of the presidency. But I just find it incredibly chilling that it went sort of under the radar, that we're going to classify the key aspect, key arm, the right arm of the Ayatollah, a terror group, and then we're going to cut off the head of the snake when they go too far. Now, this didn't happen in a vacuum. Not so long ago, the Iranians shot down that drone, right? And they bombed oil tankers.
Yep.
And they bombed Saudi oil fields.
Yep.
And Trump, at every turn, was very patient.
I thought so. And in fact, I really thought after the bombing of the oil fields, we were a little too patient.
Maybe, but I see kind of where Trump's coming from. Like, why would he not react to those situations, but would react to this?
Well, I was just hoping someone else would react, and it wouldn't have to be us all the time.
Yes, I agree with that. Well, number one, I think the main reason he reacted this way this time is because of all those things and him holding back.
Yeah.
But also, an American died.
There you go.
Personnel, service members were hurt by Iranians. And they're getting another threat of that again at the embassy and elsewhere in the region. And I think when it started to be American lives on the line, that's what changed the president's mind. I praised him when he held back. When that drone was shot down, like, why do we need to go bomb?
Just money.
Right.
I was that way, too, because too many times we've jumped the gun on something like that, which...
And actually, I disagree with you slightly on the Saudi oil fields in the sense that that should be Saudi Arabia's
job. That's what I say. I look for us to respond because that's always our knee-jerk reaction. But it needs to be someone else step up. If somebody attacks Alabama, okay, is Saudi going to go after them?
No.
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 If somebody attacks Texas, you know, no one else, for the most part, in the United States, we're all in. But other countries are just going to give you the whole I'm sorry thing and we're behind you.
Right.
No.
Well, but something, and it's a point I've brought up before, 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's Friday. This is heavy for Friday, but that's the news, folks. 272-9228. Brought this thing up before, though. This is the third president in a row that runs on a more humble, peaceful foreign policy. And then somehow, some way, to more or less a degree, I'm not saying they're all the same, they get involved with war. It's crazy. And it makes you, we have to be clear-eyed about this. It's not just like we vote for the person and they get to be president and everything changes based on what that person as a candidate said. No, it doesn't work that way. You're talking about decades of momentum.
Yeah.
Billions, if not trillions, of dollars of different relationships with other nations abroad at stake. Major global markets, especially energy markets, at stake. So it's a little more complicated than we're going to bring them all home. And so it shouldn't surprise anybody. Something happens when you stop being a candidate, you become president, and you sit in that chair at that desk in the Oval. Something happens.
Yeah, your hair starts to gray immediately. Mm-hmm. And there's reason for that.
And if we've had three peace candidates who are, to more or less of an extent, becoming war presidents, makes you have to wonder what the hell is going on with our system. And again, when will Congress stop being a bunch of neutered?
That's what they've become, Joey.
Yeah. And Congress is... I can't stand them. They like being cheerleaders, but they're also backbenchers that just, you know, will criticize at every other turn. That's why, by the way, I don't think Congress wants to actually vote and debate this stuff, because then they're actually can be held accountable
and
responsible.
That's it, right there. Right now, there's no accountability.
They prefer to either praise or damn a given president, giving their political interest of the moment. It does not serve us well.
You want to mess up a politician's mind, you tell him, tell me what you think of this issue right now.
Right.
No side games, no nothing. Tell me a yes or no, this issue right now. You'll make every one of them run away.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Robert. How you guys doing?
Happy New Year. I'm all right, Robert. Happy New Year, Robert.
Hey, let me throw a little conspiracy in here. Okay, you remember Kim said that's going to be a Christmas surprise to the United States?
Yeah.
And everybody know that he really don't have the capability of long range. He has the capability of short range. Do you think he knew something about this attack going to happen over there before we did?
You talking about the attack on the embassy?
Right. He gets his information. Okay, he's close ally with our China, right?
Right.
Everybody know that China is just a trade partner. China has no love for the United States. Evidently, he's been told by China or Russia that the United States is going to get an attack somewhere. Because that was his Christmas surprise. It came around the holidays because everybody knows that we as Americans really lax during the holidays. We're not as cautious as we are during the regular, you know, like the raid on Vietnam Tet.
I hear what you're saying, Robert, but I don't buy it.
See him.
You don't buy that he had some information before we did that we were going to be hit in the.
I think he wishes he had that sort of information from the Iranians. I think it had solely to do with Kim trying to make himself look big.
And I don't think he's in the cool kid club.
So what do you think Kim got in store?
It could be
in the region over there near Guam.
It's very possible a new type of technology.
Could be, but also with Kim, it could just be rhetoric.
Yeah.
So it would,
he could go shoot up another South Korean island.
So let me tell Kim, Trump is not playing Kim, so be ready to be on the run, too.
And I really think, it's funny you say that, because I really think Kim thought very not so highly of Trump until he met him and sat down and talked to him. And I think when Trump left, Kim thought, oh, man.
No, and Kim, we have a good relationship, but don't make me call you fat rocket man again.
Because he played every other administration. He's been playing every other administration since he became power. And he done found out that he was dealing with a guy now who would speak to you, but then again, watch it because he got an ad behind his back.
Well, it kind of reminds me of a friend of mine when we were growing up. His mother was single, and so she had a few boyfriends, and he used to just play them all, man, play every one of them for all he could get out of them. Well, one day, a real man showed up and set my buddy straight.
Right.
And that dude, they're still very close today, father and son relationship, but that's what he needed, and I think that's what Kim needed.
Exactly. Then did this. Y'all said that Congress doesn't have a backbone to enact on these things. We got to once understand, all of you guys are politicians that holds a job. And whatever they do to keep their job, they're going to do it. Just like back during the Reagan administration. The Reagan administration, if Reagan was as powerful as he was and stood strong, he would have been weak because the Republicans had the House and the Senate. Nobody wanted to deal with the stanky baby. The stanky baby is abortion and immigration. They could have took abortion and immigration and deal with it when they wanted to. When they had the power, but nobody wanted to deal with the stanky baby because nobody wanted to change the diaper.
You're right, Robert.
Oh, but it was so stanky.
It was.
Well, it is. Nobody wanted to touch these issues because they want to be reelected. The Democrats play the Democrat against each other. The Republicans play the Republican against each other. When the Democrats in the office, they holler about the Republican want to take your Social Security. The Republican want to take your entirety. When the Republicans in the office, they holler about, well, we don't want to deal with abortion. Somebody's got to deal with it. Abortion and immigration. Immigration brings 20,000 people a year into our economy that it can't handle it. You cannot handle 20,000 people coming across the border that is not putting back into the system. Now, if you did it the right way, it would take 30 years to raise a child up to 20 before he went to work. But now they're coming in 20,000 people coming in at the age of 30 taking jobs, but not putting back into the system because they have no name. All of them is Emmanuel, all of them is school so-and-so with no Social Security number, nothing. They're taking the money. I used to stand at Walmart and see them send thousands of dollars back on Friday back to Mexico.
Yeah.
The money is leaving here. It's not staying here. They come here, they work, and they send their money back home. People with bleeding hearts don't understand. Yes, I want them to come here. Yes, I want them to be in a free world. I don't want to become a citizen where they'll pay taxes here. Don't send any money back home.
Well, you're right about the number of remittances and the amount of money going back home. However, a dirty little secret that the Social Security Administration doesn't like talking about is that a big part of what's shoring up the Social Security Trust Fund is illegals paying in.
Yep.
Right.
Even if it's a fake number or fake name,
still paying in.
They'll tell the employer, hey, this isn't a legitimate number, but they'll keep the money all the same.
But see, not only that, if you get 20,000 people per year to flock in here and they have a baby, they're on entitlement. They go on entitlement at that moment.
When you get access to other public goods like schools and whatnot, yes.
Right. So that is killing the economy. No matter how much it thrives, no matter how much the president is trying to do to make it thrive, we got to do something about illegal immigration. So Congress needs to come together, both sides, and say, hey, okay, come across here right or not, we're going to send you back home. I don't care if we spend $1 million a month sending them back home. It saves us in the long run.
Well, Robert, you do have a good. I like your metaphor because we all know what happens when there's a stanky baby, and
nobody wants to touch the diaper.
The diaper only gets stankier.
That's it.
Right. Okay, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Robert.
You too, Robert. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Well, good morning, Joey. This is C. Spear. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. That was some interesting news we got from last night. And I tell you what, here's the scenario. Once upon a time, I was a single mother. That was very for real. And I taught my son to protect himself. And the rules were the rule of three. You have to give somebody three chances to walk away before you absolutely do what is necessary to end the fight. The first time they hit you, we can look at that being, oh, let's say bombing one of our ships. Iran, Iraq, don't do that. We don't like it, and you won't like the repercussions. Number two, a drone strike hitting. Iran, we don't need to do that. Notice that's a two-letter word. We don't need to get into this fight. Don't do any more or else. Three, it's when our contractor was murdered last week. There were three opportunities for them to walk away. And then they decided to, nope, let's all get together and discuss it. End of discussion. Trump did exactly what I would have told my son to do. End the fight, end it decisively, and make sure that they understand that there will be more serious repercussions should somebody else come back to hit you again. Very simple. You don't want to start this fight. You don't start a fight. There won't be a fight. American, to my knowledge, the United States of America has never gone over to the Middle East and started a fight. To my knowledge, the United States of America has never gone to Europe and started a fight. They've never gone to South America and started a fight. They have never gone to the Pacific and started a fight. The United States has always been drug into it, kicking and screaming. And now people are getting ticky because we have finally got a president who says, I have had enough, and I will not tolerate anymore. Just like I told my son, you give somebody three opportunities to walk away. If they don't want to walk away, I don't care what happens. I don't care how much blood is shed. Finish it and finish it fast. My son never lost a fight. In all the years he was growing up, when people would pick on him because he was either the tallest one in the class, the biggest one in the class, the smartest one in the class, or the new kid in the class. He never lost a fight because he always had that adage of, you really don't want to do this. And Americans have got to stop and learn. We didn't start this mess. They've been fighting over there for decades. If it weren't the United States that was going in and getting hit and getting attacked all the time, it would be somebody else. It just happens to be the United States. And we just happen to stand up and say, periodically throughout history, I've had enough. And this is the case of, I think Donald Trump was saying, I've had enough. You keep it up, and I will hit you harder. And I think in that case, Mr. Kim in North Korea is stopping and saying, dang, he may just mean what he says. Maybe I want to be quiet for a little while. But if you think him is going away, you better think again. He ain't going away.
We shall see.
That's my 2 cents worth.
Thank you, T-Spear.
So, have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
She was on a roll there. But
yes, she was.
I kind of was like, maybe we should look at the Mexican-American War. Maybe look at how we fiddle around with the Philippines a little bit. I don't know. There's a few instances here, starting stuff.
But we're not perfect. I'll be the first one that says the United States is not perfect.
It's not perfect. It's not like the CIA's done stuff abroad.
Right.
Well,
right. But our heart is always in the right place.
Sure. Well, and we, that captures so many
people.
And so many things. It's always good, especially in times of war, folks, to remember that we are not the government. Excuse me, pardon me. We are not. And I think, actually, the Secretary of State's been making this distinction with Iran. The Iranian people are not the Iranian
government. Exactly right.
So we'll see where this goes. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Jenkins Tire and Automotive is the sponsor bringing this part of the program.
What you thinking, Joey?
I'm thinking Jenkins.
Me too, brother.
They're located at 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown here in Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station. So if you work downtown...
Well, that's perfect.
That's very convenient. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. So whether it's your car, your truck, your SUV, they have the state-of-the-art equipment, the ASE-certified technicians that can do it all, whether it is work on those tires, big repairs like air conditioning or transmission, these sorts of things, or little things like an oil change, which is important, or replacing windshield wiper blades. I mean, all sorts of basic maintenance to the bigger problems. Jenkins Tire and Automotive has
you covered. What if I got a check engine light that just comes on all of a sudden?
Oh, you can stop by.
Really?
Yeah.
I can still be thinking Jenkins.
Be thinking Jenkins. That's why I love the monthly checklist program. Gives you that extra peace of mind. You go in once a month, they make sure the vehicle's operating smoothly, and they teach you a little owner maintenance
along
the way. So if you do hear a rumble or a hiss or a squeak or whatever, you can know whether or not it's serious.
That's good.
You always have the peace of mind that the folks at Jenkins will check it out. Also, if you have an outdoor vehicle, Jenkins will come to you. Because it's no fun to have to lug in a four-wheeler or side-by-side or a tractor into town. No, they have
a service truck
that will come to you, especially those tractors.
Yeah, that's a really good convenience here.
So call Jenkins Tire and Automotive today, 265-0792. 265-0792 is their number. You can make an appointment there or visit them on the web and make an appointment there. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Auto for being a sponsor of this part of News and Views. Be right back, folks. More news and views after this quick break. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Somebody calling off air for Eddie Bader's number.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. 322-0662, folks. Oh, what a day. What a day. Yeah, Soleimani. Qasem Soleimani was, by the way, it's not salami. I saw so many people.
Are you sure, Joey?
Say General Salami. Wow. I don't know if that's halal. 272-9228. I'd love to take y'all's call and reaction to everything going on. We'll see where this goes. Big, bold move. President Trump was not exaggerating when he was saying he'd hold Iran responsible, taking out the top general for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force. I have a feeling this is only beginning. 272-9228. If you're thinking about next targets for the United States, at least according to Senator Lindsey Graham, we should take out the oil refineries.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Let's see if this is on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Tom B. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you doing?
I just got a couple things short for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like the sound of democracy traveling downrange.
Yes, that's very true.
And inside every one of those ragheads is an American just screaming to get out.
All right.
And that's it.
Thank you, Tom. Well, earlier today, we played, this is from, and I want to just keep reiterating this. In April of 2019, we designated the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization.
Correct.
At the end of the press conference, one of the top officials in the U.S. State Department said this about Soleimani.
As Qasem Soleimani said in March 2009, the battlefield is mankind's lost paradise. And this is the true nature of Iran's foreign policy. It is not the very nice-seeming tweets of Iran's foreign minister. If you want to know Iran's foreign policy, pay more attention to what Qasem Soleimani has said and continues to say. He was recently given a medal by the Supreme Leader who wished for his martyrdom. And the Supreme Leader has said things. He's been lionizing people who drink the sweet syrup of martyrdom. This regime is in many ways a death cult. And their foreign policy resembles that, with all of this talk about martyrdom. And it's a very dangerous, dark, and brutal regime, both for the Iranian people and for those nations who are on the front line of trying to respond to Iranian aggression. And we know that Saudi Arabia, with the missile launches from Yemen into Saudi, Bahrain, which is since 81, the Iranian regime has tried to destabilize and overthrow the government there in Bahrain, Lebanon, Syria, the Hezbollah tunnels, the list goes on and on. It is very hard to imagine a peaceful Middle East with a strong Iranian regime.
But I hate to be a fly in the ointment, but where's Congress on this? When did we declare, well, we're not going to declare war. We haven't done that in quite some time, but when do we get authorization to take down the Iranian regime?
I'm just mad. Why didn't anybody give us the heads up?
Yeah, and I'm not saying the Democrats are faithful partners here. They're not.
No, they're not.
But I'm more worried about, you know, the Constitution, mm-hmm. and lately we've been giving, I think, too much prerogative to the executive branch to just do what you want in the Middle East, whether it's Libya, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, helping the Saudis bomb the crap out of there. It's just been kind of this sleepwalk into more and more obligations.
Well, let me ask you, Joe, what is our average, you and me, okay? Let's say we don't want war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
What can the average you and I do? What?
Oh, that ain't much.
Right. I mean, we've got, we're being sleepwalked into it. We're kind of being led into it like sheep.
Well, and one thing I do find, I was actually talking to my dad's dad, my granddaddy, as I call him, grandfather, last night. And, you know, I said to him, and it's something we need to keep in mind, because, like, for instance, I saw Geraldo Rivera and Brian Kilmeade, just both of them incredibly smarmy, like yelling at each other this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, are you in positions of power to make, like, decisions for the United States government in any way, let alone military? Oh, wait, no, you're on television.
Right.
So I guess that's a position of power compared to people who aren't on television. But really, you guys, calm down. And that's what I encourage my family members, my friends, anybody out there listening. Please have your opinions. Let's talk about this stuff. But relax a little bit. Yeah. We're not the ones making these decisions. In fact, we're the ones being led into these decisions by, as Eddie just said, by our leaders. And elections do have consequences. And honestly, there's a big part of me that loves that Soleimani has been martyred, that he's gone. But then I do think about the larger ramifications for our Constitution, mm-hmm. and for the years ahead. We will see. We will see.
Well, we are in some, I mean, we've been in changing times for how long now, but they just keep getting,
changing
faster.
Weirder.
You know, just faster and faster.
Oh, and by the way, Pelosi's still sitting on impeachment articles.
Oh, but of course. That ain't all she's sitting on.
272-9228, and let's go back to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Bud.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You were talking about Congress declaring war, et cetera. You know, even after December 7, 1941, do you remember, based on your history knowledge, do you know we did not have a unanimous declaration from Congress declaring war on Japan?
Wasn't there one dissenting vote?
Two.
Two. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was like a couple.
That makes minuscule.
Sense. Yeah.
And so that, why would you even go to, first of all, why would you go to Congress in something that is a very shade of gray, like what we are experiencing right now? You know, they said, Pelosi and Schiff and all that said, you didn't consult with us. Well, first of all, why would we consult with you? I mean, if I give you this information, I'm going to hit this man, this general. Well, 5 seconds after I tell it to you, it's going to be on CNN, MSNBC, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I think it's more important. Lesson learned on that. You can't tell them. You just can't tell them.
You cannot. But even then, what I will say this about Trump, and I think this is how he's so different from previous presidents, Democratic and Republicans. The shades of war, the mechanisms of war, is so different than where it was 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I do like about Trump, he understands, oh, we're going to war with you, but it's financial. We're going to destroy your economy. Yes, we may take out your heads of state, quote unquote. That's illegal. Yes, I know. But, okay, we're going to do what we need to do to decapitate the head. We are going to bring your economy to a standstill so your citizens revolt against you. I look at Bush son. And after standing there in the ruins of 9/11. Now, you can't bring us to our knees, blah, 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 blah. And he reacted in a 1941 mentality. We're gonna kill you, we're gonna bomb you, we're gonna destroy you, whatever. But nowadays that's not how war is fought. I mean, look at North Korea. Look what they do through crypto security. And look at China, how they can attack us through the polls, whatever the case may be. War today is not fought with bullets. It's not fought with tanks. It's not fought with airplanes. It's fought with everything without those things. And Trump is actually the first president of the United States that realizes that, and he's hitting the enemy where we can devastate them without firing a single shot. Thank God.
And it is a unique threat in the sense that the way Iran is operated is not with conventional armies, but with this essentially terror paramilitary militia network. And there's got to be an effective way to respond to that. I get tired of, we kind of have these obligations. We don't consult. The Constitution does say Congress has the war-making authority because they worried, the framers did, about executives being too gung-ho to go to war. Because that's just what history shows. So I think it's one thing when you have a proportional response and you say, like I said earlier, you knock out radar, fuel depots, or refineries. But when you take out the top general of the country, that's quite something. And we'll see where it goes.
Well, here's the thing. We did not take out the top general of a country. We took out the top general of a declared terrorist organization.
Right.
He's the same as Hezbollah or ISIS or the Caliphate. Just because Iran is a theocracy, it's totally different what America is or Russia is or Paris is, whatever the case may be. We're not dealing with a country. We're dealing with a terrorist organization. And when that is the case, all bets are off.
That's why I brought it up earlier, though. It was the first time in U.S. history the United States government declared a part of another government a terrorist organization. And I think there should have been more questions at that time. Was that a way to declare war, in a sense? It seems
actually,
like...
Actually, I was a teenager in 79 when, hell, I was a teenager at Robert E. Lee High School when the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini overthrew the Shah, took it over. They took over, what, 444 days later? They still had our hostages until President Reagan was elected.
That's right, the day he took office.
You know, we're dealing again with whether it's Iran or the Revolutionary Guard, it's the same thing. I mean, we can declare a part of the government of Iran a terrorist organization, but the general got his marching orders from the Ayatollah.
Yes.
And so all of Iran government, not the citizens, I mean, they just want to go watch a movie. They want to fuel up their cars and go to the metro, go to the market, buy their beans, rice, whatever the case may be. They just want to live. But the structure is they hate America. And so if you're the Ayatollah, if you're the top general, you're still a terrorist organization. I do agree there should not be a division between the two. Let us understand who the enemy is and take out the enemy. If not, ignore them and just accept them. But if we're going to fight to win.
Appreciate the call, bud.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Got to hit another break here. More news and views as we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in this hour of the program. Brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Good friends like Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Call them today if you need a new mortgage or you want to refinance. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Business report. Stocks are losing ground. Crude oil prices are at the highest levels in 8 months after the U.S. killed an Iranian military leader. Airline stocks are lower. Defense contractors, with the exception of Boeing shares, are higher. Carl Larry of Refinitiv Commodities says oil prices will go even higher if the situation escalates.
That's my forecast. Again, retaliation, escalation, continuation. That happens, $80 easily, maybe even $100.
Royal Jordanian Airlines is suspending flights to Baghdad because of the security situation there. There's an encouraging reading on the housing market. The Commerce Department says construction spending was up 0.6% in November. The increase is stronger than economists were predicting. The November gain was driven by private home building. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast continues. Periods of rain will be around from time to time today and really tonight, too. I think the rain will taper off late tonight as it turns colder. The high temperature today will hover between 65 and 70. We were actually warmer in the middle of the night. Tonight, colder. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow could be a leftover shower early, but I think it's going to be a windy, colder day. High temperature in the low 50s on Saturday, but it'll seem colder with the winds. Then mostly clear and cold Saturday night, down to 31 by dawn Sunday. Sunday is a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty in memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, my name is Jeannie, and I moved my mother to Angels for the Elderly 3 years ago after caring for her in my home for 6 years, and I just thought no one could take care of her like I could, but Angels actually does more than I ever could. Angels for the Elderly is honoring each person as the unique child of God they are, and I just couldn't ask for more of a blessing than that.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. That's right, Money Don't Grow on Trees. Great new song. Mm-hmm. It's an old song, but it just came out.
Nice re-release there, is it, Joey?
Yeah. 272-9228. We've been all over the biggest story of the day. Biggest story of the year, though it is new. The drone bombing of General Soleimani. And nobody should cry for this guy. In fact, we should celebrate that he's no longer on this earth. But the larger ramifications for American policy are there. We should be clear-eyed about it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. This hour of News and Views has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team have done incredible work helping people get that first-time home mortgage or refinance. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful to start off the new year right, being able to skip a few payments, get that interest rate a little bit lower?
Interest rates have come down.
It can really, you know, talking to Kim, it can change somebody's financial situation overnight.
It's huge, man.
Just take a weight off your shoulders, allow you to maybe pay off other debts or expenses you have, or just have more money to save, maybe renovate the place. There are so many different options and reasons why you'd want to refinance your mortgage. This is why you need to call 567-4223, 567-4223. It's a number for Alabama Home Mortgage, or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. And, of course, the work they're doing on behalf of veterans, making sure that you get the VA loan programs and benefits that you earn through your service as a veteran. It's in the family there when it comes to Alabama Home Mortgage and veterans. It's in their blood. So they look out for folks. You don't have to deal with the VA bureaucracy. They do that for you. And they're up and hip to all the changes that are going on and what benefits you can get through the VA. And great stuff.
Yeah, if you are eligible for VA loans, it's crazy not to take advantage of that benefit. That is, in my opinion, the number one loan offer out there. And it's a benefit you deserve.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is a difference in mortgage lenders. And Kim Williams, having spent time at kind of that big box bank, realized that, you know, some of the customers there weren't getting the best service possible. That's why she started her own firm, so she could personalize it, so she could look out for the client. She's a straight shooter. Sometimes people aren't ready to refinance or they aren't ready for a mortgage, but she'll help you get in a situation where you can be. This is why people keep coming back to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, their number, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Good morning.
Morning.
That was a break. I just wanted to chime in. Look, the war on terror, we're still at war, aren't we? The war on terror. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like carte blanche to go almost anywhere, do almost anything.
That's why I'm all nervous. If you can just declare other parts of governments terrorist organizations, there's no end to this.
Oh yeah, look, whoever was behind that, it was a genius move, but it is evil. And it just bypasses Congress and whatnot, and it empowers the president that much more. But listen, here's the whole deal. We've got a president that's keeping his promises, that's holding people responsible, and we can't have that. That's the whole thing. They've got to run him off because he's too good.
Yeah, right.
And, anyway, I've been walking around here smiling all morning as I get the details of what happened.
Right.
And it is serious, but a couple years ago, maybe it wasn't that long. PBS, I saw a special. A young woman, she was living in Iran and in her little apartment and her family. And they let it get filmed and sent back to the States. But basically, she talked about the government in Iran right now. It was basically the same as it was 3,000 years ago. The government, you don't want to get caught up in the courts because you never know what's going to happen. Instead of a rule of law, there's an uncertainty that the government holds over the people, and it's a type of terrorism. And the point of that is they will respect, they're not going to change, I don't think, but they will respect this man being blown all to pieces. That'll get their attention. And Kim Jong-un, he'll figure in the same thing. It's like, the president's serious.
Oh, yeah.
And but the Iranians, I believe that actually kind of fits into their culture and mindset, is an act of terrorism like that. That's what they've been doling out. And all right, that's my two cents on that.
Appreciate it, Sam. Take care, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, listen. The only other thing, whenever you have a karaoke segment, I'll call in and we'll sing Bomb, 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 Bomb Iran. Man. How about that? Okay. All right. Let me get off here.
Have a good evening. Notice I didn't respond. 272-922-8272. Not doing karaoke.